And one devotee was very enthusiastic to know the significance of this crescent moon in the hair of Lord Shiva.
然后其中有一个奉献者呢，非常热衷于想了解主希瓦他的头上的半月的标志。
So we said we'd look in the scriptures to find out.
然后我们就说了去查一下经典，找到其中的答案。
I spent about 45 minutes looking in Srimad Bhagavatam and I couldn't find a reference.
然后呢我就是花了40分钟的时间去找这个圣典薄伽瓦坛的关于这方面的资料，但是呢还没有找到。
But in Back to Godhead magazine,
但是呢在回归守神杂志上
Lokanath Maharaj wrote an article about Kumbh Mela.
然后 Lokanath Swami 他关于 Kumbh Mela 这个地方写了一个文章。
And there's a relationship between Kumbh Mela and the churning of the milk ocean.
然后 Kumbh Mela 呢跟这个搅拌如海这个事情是相关的，息息相关的。
So apparently in other Puranas besides Srimad Bhagavatam, this is mentioned.
然后在圣典薄伽瓦坛之外的其他的宇宙古史当中提到了这跟这个相关的话题。
So as the milk ocean was being churned.
那么那个时候当如海被搅拌的时候
many things were produced.
那么其中就产生了各种各样的 物体。
One thing that was produced was an ocean of poison.
那么其中的这个如海首先产生出来了毒液。
And everyone was very afraid.
每个人都非常的害怕。
So they approached Lord Shiva.
所以呢他们就去到主希瓦面前。
Help us, please do something.
请救救我们吧采取点措施吧。
So he put the poison in the palm of his hand and...
然后呢主希瓦就把这些毒液全都放在手里就喝了进去。
And he held the poison in his throat.
然后呢他把这个毒液呢就储存在他的就是喉咙这里。
And his throat turned blackish.
后来呢他的这个喉咙这个地方就变成了黑色。
So one of the names of Lord Shiva is Nila Kanta.
所以呢主希瓦的一个名字叫做 Nila Kanta.
Black throat.
是。
Or dark throat.
或者他脖子黑色的人。
Then later, another thing was produced, this crescent moon.
那后来呢这个如海里面又产生了另外一个物体就是半月。
And the crescent moon was then given to Lord Shiva.
而这个半月呢就给了主希瓦。
Here's what Lokanath Maharaj wrote in his Back to Godhead article.
那么这是 Lokanath, 他在回归守神杂志上写的这篇文章这是其中的一段话。
This crescent moon has a name.
这个半月的标志有它的名字半月有它的名字。
Bala Chandra.
它的名字叫 Bala Chandra.
Bala means strength.
Bala 的意思是力量。
And Chandra means moon.
Chandra 的意思是月亮。
So produced from the churning of the milk ocean was Bala Chandra, the crescent moon.
所以呢在搅拌如海的过程当中从如海当中产生出了半月。它的名字叫 Bala Chandra.
It is known that the moon has a cooling and soothing quality.
那么这个半月呢它具有使人清凉感觉到清凉的体验。
So the moon was given to Lord Shiva to put on his head.
所以呢这个半月就给了主希瓦放在他的头上。
Because he was feeling dizzy having taken the poison in his throat.
因为他感觉到自己有这种生病的这种感受因为他把这个毒液喝到他的喉咙里。
So they gave him this Bala Chandra.
所以呢就给了把这个巴拉枪爪就给了主希瓦。
And apparently he likes it so much he just kept it there.
所以呢显而易见他是非常喜欢这个半月的所以他一直用头顶着它。
So let's do a little review.
我们现在来复习一下。
We're discussing this nice long section Govinda is the Lord of all lords.
那么呢，我们花了长的篇幅来讨论这个部分。Govinda 是所有神明之主。
And that's expanding the first line of the Paribhasya Sutra, the first text.
那么呢，这是 Paribhasya Sutra 的第一个部分，第一个诗节所展示出来的。
Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachit Ananda Vigraha Adir Adir Govinda Sarva Paramaharam. So the first line, Ishvara Parama Krishna. So we know who Krishna is.
那么呢，第一行呢是 Ishvara Parama Krishna. 那么我们大家都知道 Krishna 是谁。
Well, he is the Lord of all lords, Ishvara Parama.
他是 Ishvara Parama, 他是所有神明之主。
So this whole section is simply expanding that line of the first verse.
所以呢，那么这个部分呢，就是第一个诗节的第一行诗句的延伸扩展。
So we started with text 43.
那么我们是从昨天从43世纪开始学习的。
It describes the hierarchy of realms of these different lords.
那呢，它描述了主的不同各个级别的居所。
And Goloka is the highest realm.
而 Goloka 是其中最高的居所。
And then we started speaking about the personalities that reside in those different graded realms.
然后呢，我们也讲到了这个各个级别上的居住在那里的神职。
We didn't get very far.
我们讲的没那么多。
We only spoke about Durga and Shambhu.
我们只是讲到了 Durga 和 Shambhu.
And we're going to try now to speak about three more.
今天我们来讲另外三个。
Haridam. And Anantashesha and Mahavishnu's breathing.
Anantashesha 还有 Mahavishnu 的呼吸。
Let's see how far we get.
然后我们现在来看看我们到底能讲多少。
Let us chant text 46.
我们一起来念诵第46诗节。
Dipayate Vrithane Tu Samana Dharma.Yastatra Geva Hicca Vishnu Kayamipati Govindani Purusham Tamaham Bhajami.
Now, notice this word Deepa appears twice.
那么大家要注意到 Deepa 这个词出现了两次。
Deepa and Deepa.
Deepa 就是下面还有一个 Deepa.
And Deepa means flame.
Deepa 的意思是火花。
Just like around Govardhan Puja time, coming up in the month of Kartik.
那么呢，就像是在 Govardhan Puja 之后，就是 Kartika 月的开始。
We will be observing Deepavali.
我们就会去做 Deepavali 这样的一个庆祝。
When Lord Ramachandra was returning back to Ayodhya, it was at night.
那么呢，当主拉玛强扎回到阿尤迪亚的时候，那个时候正是夜晚。
He was coming back in a aerial ship, Pushpaka Vimana.
然后他就乘坐了他的 Pushpaka 座驾，就是花的飞机。
And the residents of Ayodhya wanted to honor him in a glorious way, so they all lit lamps or deepas.
然后啊，那个时候阿尤迪亚的居民为了去荣耀迎接主拉玛强扎的到来，所以呢，他们在晚上都纷纷点起了灯笼，点起了灯。
So it's a festival of lights.
所以呢，这就是灯节，被称为灯节。
And it's really beautiful.
而且是非常美丽的。
One time I was riding in a train in India at night on Diwali.
那么有一次呢，我是在 Diwali 这一天在印度旅行坐飞机的时候。
Just riding through villages, or seeing out the window.
然后我就从这个窗户望下去，看到下面这个城市的景色。
And they're in the homes, all these little village places.
那么呢，就是看到了就当时呢刚好越过村庄的上空。
They all have lamps in their window, little candles.
然后呢，就是在他们的窗户边上都放着这个蜡烛，灯。到处都是这样的景象。
They're receiving Lord Ram's returning.
他们迎接着主 Rama 的回归到来。
It's very beautiful.
是非常美丽的。
It's part of their culture that they have festival in honor of the Supreme Lord. So many days of the year, so many nice festivals.
所以呢，他们在一年当中有很多次都是在，这是他们的这种文化的习俗。他们一年当中很多天去荣耀至尊灵歌手神。
Somebody earlier in our time together was asking, why does Krishna always appear in India?
那么，在我们的讲课的前几次讲课当中，有一个人就问，为什么主 Krishna 总是显现在印度呢？
Because there's so much bhakti for Krishna.
因为这个地方有那么多的对 Krishna 的 bhakti 奉爱。
He makes himself visible for those who have love for him.
所以呢，那么他就显现在了，他就让那个对他具有巨大奉爱的那个地方就显现在那里。
How long ago did Ram Chandra appear?
那么呢，主 Ram Chandra 隔多长时间显现一次呢？
Several yugas ago.
那么是在隔好几个年代，好几个 yuga 才会显现。
Still today, they're honoring him with the festival of lamps and lights.
但是仍然至今，人们一直在他回归的那个日子去荣耀他，点着蜡，点着灯去荣耀他。
Such devotion.
是如他们的奉爱是如此的强烈。
So, no wonder he goes there. No wonder the Supreme Lord appears there.
所以呢，毫无疑问，至尊灵歌手神会显现在那里。
Prabhupada many times quoted a Chinese scholar.
那么有的时候，释迦牟尼佛很多次他引用了中国的一个学者的话。
The Chinese scholar said.
那么这个中国学者说这样说的。
In this world,
在这个世界上
if one wants to know about spiritual subject matters,
那么在那些想要了解灵性体质的人当中
you must go to India.
你如果一个人想要去了解灵性的体质，那你必须要去印度。
I don't know the name of that scholar.
我不知道这个学者的名字。
I doubt it was Confucius.
我想他可能是一个信奉孔子文化的人。
Probably a more modern scholar.
当然了，他是一个现代学者。
But anyway, this word "dipa" is a metaphor.
那么呢，这个 "dipa" 这个词是一个形容词。
To help us understand the various expansions of Krishna.
那么呢，是为了帮助我们去理解 Krishna 的扩展。
In the Vishnu Tattva category.
那么是在这个 Vishnu Tattva 这个范畴理解 Krishna 的各个扩展。
So now let's see the translation.
我们现在来看一看译文。
You had it in Chinese?
Yeah. 46.
That you're way ahead. This is such Shesha. We're going back so many. Many, many. Many, many.
像是蜡烛点燃另一支蜡烛，尽管它们都各自的燃烧着，但是在质上是一样的。我崇拜原始的主 Govinda， 他以他各种的展示，以同一个心态，平等的展示自己。
This verse is speaking about all of the categories of expansions of Govinda.
那么呢，这个诗节呢是讲的 Govinda， 各种各样的展扩展。
That are in the category of Vishnu Tattva.
那么呢，这个范畴呢是 Vishnu Tattva 范畴。
Vishnu Tattva means the equal expansions of Krishna, equal in power and potency.
那么呢 ，Vishnu Tattva 的意思是，平等的展示 Krishna， 他并且具有相等的力量。
See, his first expansion is Balaram.
我们来看，Balaram 是 Krishna 的第一个扩展。
And then from Balaram, there's an expansion of Sankarshan, Pradyumna, Aniruddha, and Vasudeva.
那么呢，从Balarama 又扩展出了 Sankarsan, Vasudeva, 还有 Aniruddha, 还有 Pradyumna.
And then there's expansion into the form of Narayana in Vaikuntha.
然后呢，这些扩展又展示为 Narayana, Vaikuntha 的 Narayana.
And then further expansions.
然后接下来就有进行了进一步的扩展。
In his purport,
在要旨里
Bhaktisiddhanta focuses on the Purusha avatars, the forms of Vishnu for creation.
那么呢，在 Bhaktisiddhanta 在要旨里面主要谈到了主的 Purusha 扩展，主宰化身，去进行创造的。
Here we see the three Purushas.
我们在这里看到了有三位 Purusha.
This one is Mahavishnu.
这一位是 Mahavishnu.
From him come the universes.
然后从他呢进入到每个宇宙当中。
And within each of the universes, there's Garbhodakshaya Vishnu.
在每一个宇宙当中有 Garbhodakshaya Vishnu.
And within every atom of existence in material creation is Kshiradakshaya Vishnu.
然后呢，他又扩展进所有的这个存在之中，以 Kshiradakshaya Vishnu 显现。
The verse is saying we start with one candle, that's Govinda.
那么呢，我们刚才说到了，第一个是蜡烛，第一支蜡烛，原始的蜡烛就是 Govinda.
And that one candle lights another candle.
然后一支蜡烛点燃另一支蜡烛。
That's Balarama.
那么另一支蜡烛就是 Balarama.
And then other candles are lit and we end up with many candles.
然后呢，这个另一支蜡烛 Balarama 它点燃了许许多多其他的蜡烛。
And each of the many candles burns with the same light and heat.
那么呢，每一支蜡烛它们具有同样的光与热。
Each expansion of Krishna is equal in power.
所以呢，主的 Krishna 的每一个扩展具有相等的力量。
But one amongst them remains the original.
但是呢，其中只有一个是原始的。
That's Govinda.
那就是 Govinda.
Sarva Karana Karana.
Sarva Karana Karana.
From the first verse.
是第一个世界波Brahma Samhita的第一个世界。
So here's a quote from a verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita.
这个世界呢是 Chaitanya Charitamrita 里引述的一个世界。
Go ahead and read.
Narayana 和 Krishna 是同一个人的守神，尽管他们是一样的。他们的躯体特征却是不一样的。这位人格守神 Shri Krishna 有两只手，双手持笛，而那另一位 Narayana 有四只手，手里拿着海螺、神碟，还有神杵和莲花。
Narayana and Govinda are the same.
所以 Narayana 和 Govinda 是一样的。
Different features.
他们的特征不一样。
Same person.
但是指的同一个人。
Prabhupada explains very nicely in the purport.
帕帕在要旨里解释的非常的清楚。Narayana 跟 Krishna 是一样的，他们实际上是同一个人，但是展示的不一样。就像是高级法官，他在办公室和家里展示的不一样。
Very nice example.
是一个非常好的例子。
One person,
一个人
in the courtroom, he's the high court judge.
那么呢，他在法院里是一位高级法官。
At the home, things are very informal.
但是呢，在家里，这是一个不是一个很正式的一个场合。
So similarly in Goloka, things are very intimate and confidential.
所以呢，同样的，在 Goloka, Krishna 展示的是非常机密的、亲密的这样的特征。
And in Vaikuntha, things are very formal.
但是呢，在 Vaikuntha, 它看上去非常的正式、官方。
The intimacy of Goloka is absent in Vaikuntha.
在 Vaikuntha 没有像 Goloka Vrindavan 那样的亲密、机密。
The goddess of fortune never steals.Any of the symbols of Lord Narayana from his hand and hides them.
幸运女神从来没有偷走Narayana 手里的这四项标志物。
But Radharani does.
但是 Radharani 这样做了。
And she passes the flute to another gopi.
而且呢 Radha Rani 她把 Krishna 的笛子偷来以后扔给了其他的 gopi 们。
And the gopi hides the flute behind her back.
而那些 gopi 们呢就把这个笛子藏在身后。
And Krishna is attached to his flute.
而 Krishna 非常依附他的笛子。
So he starts feeling anxiety. Where's my flute?
然后呢他在那里焦急起来想着我的笛子去哪了。
He's looking here, looking there, they're laughing and laughing.
然后呢 Krishna 就四下里找啊找啊然后那些牧牛姑娘们就看着 Krishna 在那里找就捧腹大笑起来。
That doesn't happen at Vaikuntha.
但是这样的事情在 Vaikuntha 是没有的。
There's intimacy in Vrindavan.
所以这就是 Vrindavan 的亲密之情。
Same person.
同样的一个人。
In his home.
一个是在家。
Not in the office.
那么同样的一个人是在家里还有在办公室里展示的不一样。
Very nice example.
是非常好的一个例子。
So now we're going to see something from Nectar of Devotion.
那么现在我们看的这一段呢是选自于奉爱的甘露。
In the section that describes the 64 qualities of Krishna.
然后在其中的一个部分呢讲到了描述了 Krishna 的64项品质。
Where it says that Lord Narayana and the Vishnu Tattva forms all have five qualities that Brahma and Shiva don't have.
然后呢其中就说到了 Narayana 所展示的品质还有所有的 Vishnu Tattva 形体所展示的品质其中他所展示的五个是 Shiva 和 Brahma 所不具有的五项品质。
Remember from yesterday, there are five qualities that Brahma and Shiva have that we don't have.
那么呢其中昨天我们还说到了主 Brahma 和 Shiva 所具有的另外五项品质是个体生物所没有的。
But they're not full, they're partial.
那么但是呢他们不是全部的具有这五项品质而是部分的具有。
Narayana doesn't have them partial, he has them in full.
那么 Narayana 呢他是完整的具有这些品质而不是部分的具有。
And he has five more qualities.
而且他还有其他五项品质。
Here's the list.
这就是列举出来了。
He has inconceivable potency.
他拥有不可思议的能量。
Uncountable universes generate from his body.
无数宇宙从他的身体当中流烟出来。
That doesn't happen from Lord Shiva or Lord Brahma.
这样的事情没有发生在主 Shiva 和 Brahma 身上。
He is the original source of all incarnations.
他是所有化身的根源。
That's not the quality of Lord Brahma or Lord Shiva.
主 Shiva 和 Brahma 也没有这样的品质。
He is the giver of salvation to the enemies whom he kills.
那么他赐予他所杀死的他的敌人以解脱。
That doesn't happen with Lord Shiva or Lord Brahma.
主 Shiva 和 Brahma 他没有做到这一点。没有具有这样的品质。
And he is the attractor of liberated souls.
他是解脱灵魂的吸引者。
Now, in Brihat Bhagavatamrita, this wonderful book that you don't have in Chinese.
那么呢，在 Brihat Bhagavatamrita 这本书当中，这本书至今还没有翻译成中文。
There's this description of Gopakumar entering into the Brahma Jyoti.
那么呢，有一段美丽的描述，说到了 Gopakumar 进入 Brahma Jyoti 光灿当中。
He goes through the earthly planetary system, flies right by the other planetary systems, beyond Brahmaloka into the coverings of the universe.
然后呢 ，Gopakumar 他穿越了这个地球，然后飞到了。高等的星系又穿过了覆盖宇宙的覆盖层。
And it's amazing what it describes about the coverings of the universe.
然后在这本书当中，对这个物质宇宙的覆盖层有非常非常令人称奇的描述。
It's not like a thick wall that's really big.
啊，不是说是非常非常浩瀚的水，庞大的水。
Someday you'll read it in Chinese.
那么，可能终有一天会阅读到中文版的这本书。
There's a category of the elements in each of those regions and a predominating deity.
那么，这里面说到了在不同的领域当中，在不同的领域当中有在那里居住着这个主宰着这个领域的神体。
And a form of the Lord that that presiding deity worships.
而且呢，还有在那里，有崇拜居住在那里的主宰神祇的这个活动。
And each of the presiding deities, they extend a very warm, cordial invitation to Gopa Kumar. Please just stay here. It's so nice.
而且呢，每一个这个领域的主宰神子，他们都非常热情的，祈求 Gopa Kumar 在他们所在的地方多待一段时间。
And he says each place successively, it's more and more opulent and.More and more attractive.
然后这里面说到了，Gopa Kumar 他沿路所经过的每一个居所，一个比一个更为富裕。
But he's on a search for Madan Gopal. That's the name of Krishna.
所以呢，但是呢，他在旅行的过程当中一直在寻找的 Madan
Gopal.
Madan Gopal, 那就是 Krishna 的一个名字。
So he shakes his head no, and he keeps going.
那因为他一直都在渴望地寻找他，他说不，我不再在这，我要继续行走。
And then when he gets beyond the final covering of the universe,
然后呢，接着他就是要去穿越这个宇宙的最后一层覆盖物了。
Very quickly he passes through the river Viraja.
很快的，他就跨过了 Viraja 河。
And on the other side is the Brahmajyoti.
那么在 Viraja 河的对岸就是 Brahmajyoti 光灿。
And it's completely dazzling. He has to close his eyes.
这个光灿呢，令他炫目，他闭上了眼睛。
And this amazing thing happens. This form of the Lord starts to appear from this Brahmajyoti, and he feels drawn to merge with it. But he chants his mantra, and then it goes away.
然后呢，那主 Krishna 主的形体就非常不可思议的从这个光灿之中显现出来，令他称奇。然后他就念诵了一个曼陀罗，接着这个形体就消失了。
He's being enticed or attracted to merging with the Brahman effulgence.
所以呢，他非常非常的被这个 Brahmajyoti 的光灿所吸引，他急不可待的想融入其中。
But the strength of his mantra protects him.
但是呢，他所念的这个曼陀罗的力量保护了他。
This happens again and again.
像这样的事情一再又一再，一次又一次的发生。
Then suddenly he hears from a distance the sound of kirtan.
忽然之间他听到了远处传来 Kirtan 的声音。
And this amazing dark personality riding on a white bull.
然后呢他就看见一个非常不可思议令人惊讶非常迷人的黑色的 人物坐在
That's Sadashiva,
公牛。
坐在一头公牛上。
Sadashiva who's on the other side of Mahesh Dham, the upper side.
那么呢，Sadashiva, 他是 Mahesh Dham 的另外一边。
You remember that from Mahesh Dham?
Mahesh Dham.
Di Maheshu Hari Dhamasu Teshu Teshu. So he sees Lord Shiva coming, heading in his direction, followed by all of his associates.
所以呢，他就看见主希瓦骑着他的公牛坐骑和他的同游们一起朝着他的方向走来。
And Gopa Kumar is amazed.
And Gopa Kumar 感觉非常的惊讶。
And he approaches one of the leading personalities in that group.
然后呢，他就接近了这群人当中的一位首领。
And he asked that person, "Who's that?"
然后他就问那个人是谁呀？
And that leading person says, "Oh, Gopa Kumar, you're not so educated."
然后呢，这个领袖就告诉 Gopa Kumar 说 ，"Gopa Kumar, 你懂得不多啊，你没受过什么教育。"
And this personality is Sadashiva.
那么，这个人正是 Sadashiva.
In one form, he's worshipped by those who have material desire.
那么呢，他的这个形体呢，受到那些有着心怀物质欲望的人所崇拜的。
Others he's worshipped by liberated souls.
而另外的那些崇拜的是那些解脱的灵魂。
Anyway, I thought I would add to this quality numbers 60.
啊，所以现在呢是有列举了这几项品质，一共是有60项品质了。
So Bhaktisiddhanta says in his purport, he's going to focus on Shiradakshayi Vishnu.
那么在 Bhaktisiddhanta 在他的要旨里面，他特别的描述了 Shiradakshayi Vishnu.
All the, well.